When we purchased the amp last February, we always had a vision of improving it and taking it to another level. It's Brian Crown, our general manager, who's signed on for a multi-year agreement with us, had turned it around from its previous owners and was really making great strides. And we saw super potential, but we knew if we were going to attract some bigger name artists, a wider audience, and service more members of our community, we had to step up the game at the amphitheater. And, you know, there are hundreds of amphitheaters around the country, just hundreds, where a lot of touring acts go. And we felt the mid-size amphitheater was the right target amount for Northwest Arkansas. And so as part of our revenue strategy, we're raising money as a nonprofit to help improve the amp. And so the A&P request, we're very excited because it allows us to now do a little bit more of the public phase of the campaign of fundraising, and so we think it's a great, I think it's a great investment, quite frankly, for the city of Fayetteville in terms of that. When you look at audiences that have typically come to the amp last season, 80% were outside of Washington County.
80%.
Yeah. So what that means is people are coming to the region eating, shopping, and then going to a concert because we know from our studies that an entertainment experience isn't usually just a sole experience. They usually accompany it with other spending, mostly in food and related events like that.
The idea, stop me if I'm wrong, is 6,400 seats. Means that there's a wider variety of acts that you are able to bring in, and perhaps that wider variety of acts will attract more people to come in and fill those 6,400 seats?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely – you're dead on. Current capacity is about 3,500 right now. We thought and we know that a 2,400 fixed seats gives us a place to put people so they can sit down and watch the show and then have a vast, beautiful lawn where you can bring families or kids or you just want to have an outdoor lawn experience. It's that combination of 4,000 on the lawn, 2,400 gets you to that mid-size amphitheater range. We plan to do shows that are small shows, mid-sized shows, and large shows. We're not doing only 6,000 seaters. It wouldn't make any sense. We plan to do a diversity of type of touring acts, from what I call AAA contemporary rock and roll shows to country to new genre electric pop.
Contemporary Christian has been there this year.
Absolutely. So the idea is to offer a mix of genres, but also a mix of sizes so that we may have a show where we have a couple thousand people as we currently do now. We may go to shows where we have a mid-size range, the 3 to 4 range, and then a few shows in the 6,000. Because not all artists will draw the same amount. And so when you have that diversity, you're going to have the diversity of audience. The key thing here for the Walton Arts Center is just more access for our constituents to more entertainment and cultural opportunities.
Permanent restrooms?
Restrooms, concessions. So it's we moved the facility over, created a real amphitheater where people can sit both lawn and seats, but it's also about the amenities for our patrons. Having a place where you can have permanent restrooms, air-conditioned, women's rooms, about 2-to-1 over men, but that final design is still being tweaked, concession areas, VIP areas, then some backstage amenities. You need to make sure that as these tours come in, they're all sitting on their bus, they're very tired. We give a couple dressing rooms with some showers and some rooms to stretch out on, and then adequate space back of house so that our technical crew has some place to sit down and we have some production offices. But it's not terribly complicated, but it's big enough that it's a project that I think will really make a difference in Northwest Arkansas.
Recent season was as varied as Ghostland Observatory to B-52s to Charlie Daniels. Not going to hold you to anything, but are there certain artists you know that you might be able to get with this venue that you couldn't before?
Well, we you know, we've been talking with lots of different artists, and we just look out what's out there already. You look at what went into Kansas City or what goes down into Dallas, and you say to yourself, we're in the middle or between we're great routing. So all sorts of shows. Janet Jackson was out this summer. Steely Dan was out this summer. James Taylor was not. Diana Krall was out two summers ago. And you look at all those things, or Sugarland. There are so many acts out there that fit in what I call mid-size amphitheaters that, to me, there's a real opportunity there to grab these kinds of artists. But there's a lot of kids shows, and I'm not very good with the with the electronic and kids shows, but I think we had Pretty Lights this year, and you know, we took out all the seats. And again, we'll have that capacity. We can take out all the seats in the front so that people who don't want to sit during shows will, for certain types of artists. I prefer to sit at shows, but that's me. You know, I'm obviously showing my age. But Brad Paisley, Jason Aldean we had at the university last year. These are the kinds of – Jason actually is getting very large, so he may move into the larger. But there's just lots of different opportunity there.
Estimated cost $4 million, $500,000 coming from the A&P. That's, by my subtraction, $3.5 million to go. And?
So – two ways that this project is, we are raising about half is how we look at it. So the A&P support leverage us. We've secured a gift already, a major large, about half of that. The A&P is coming in at 500, and we're now going to raise another 500, probably about 750,000 to get to about 2 million. And then the other 2 million will be both in a construction loan and just some operating reserves that we have. So it's, you know, we see the project, basically we've got what we need to start, and we'll continue the fundraising over the next 9 months, and we'll be doing all sorts of fun things for the public. One of the things that we're looking at is we don't know what kind of seats to use, so we're probably we're talking about having some folks help us decide what kind of seats we're going to put out there, and we have some seat naming opportunities, and we've got some fun stuff that we're cooking up. So
reconfigured amp, partnerships with the likes of Theater Squared and Sona, the expansion that's still on the horizon. Do you guys never, you know, stop? Take a breath?
Well, we can, but when you think about what the Walton Arts Center's mission is, which is to entertain and bring cultural product to Northwest Arkansas, our Artisphere Festival has just gained such terrific footing. We're beginning to get some feedback on a national level that the theme of art, nature, and sustainability is really resonating with people to the degree that the Artisphere Festival Orchestra, our YouTube hits, if you haven't seen it, and is kind of, you hit Artisphere Festival Orchestra, it's just been terrific, and the response has been fabulous. Are the nice thing about Artisphere, it's regional. So the amp falls into that strategy of serving the region. It'll be our largest venue, and we'll have 100% control of that at 6,000 seats. We're doing programs at the university, working with them, moving into some of the athletic facilities there. When you look at what the Walton Arts Center's impact over the last few years and what we expect it to be. I mean, just taking the amp, we know that patrons that come to arts events spend on average $24 or a little over $20 per ticket on top of the ticket. And you can take what we expect our attendance to be out there, somewhere between 30 and 44,000 people, and multiply that times 20. The impact to Northwest Arkansas and Fayetteville is going to be terrific. Our hope is that the amp will attract audiences, not just from Northwest Arkansas, but when we get those big shows, and we know we will, that we'll see more traffic from Oklahoma, more traffic from Missouri, and even from some Texas, and certainly from Central Arkansas. We've seen that in some of our shows. We've seen it in certainly Brian has seen that at George's, but we've also seen the Walnuts, and we know that will be great for Northwest Arkansas. So, you know, we view ourselves as an economic engine. We view ourselves as a cultural and entertainment provider. The goal is to make it intersect and work with the people that are here. And we talked about diversity of product at the AMP. One of the things we're committed to do is make sure that we have things like an orchestra concert with fireworks out there so that you can go out with your family and you can take your kids and you can go see something in a non-traditional environment. I mean, it's pretty classic in many cities to see an outdoor concert, and to do it with fireworks, we think is kind of a key component. So it is that diversity. It's that mix. But we're inspired at the Walton Arts Center because of what's happening in this community. This community loves its library. It loves its culture. It loves the university. It loves education. It loves Crystal Bridges coming in. And being part of that it stimulates us to think of more things and find new ways to reach out and reach more people.